Good evening. My name's Garland Nixon. And I imagine Mark is going to meander in here at some point. That's my guess. Mark can occasionally be a moment or two late making it to the show. But he'll be here, and we love him. At any rate, we got a lot to talk about. We are going to discuss the shutdown, and we're going to discuss Obamacare. So we've got Elaine standing by there, and Elaine is going to be a part of News Views. And I'm looking forward to talking to her, and I'm glad that we have the opportunity to give. And holy moly, I think it's Mark live in studio. Are you alive, Mark?
I am. I just decided not to say anything.
Though. Oh, okay. Yeah,
I'm just sitting here. You just didn't notice.
You were here in spirit.
Though
not in physical form.
Though not in physical form.
Okay.
Why is it so hard to park when it's a government shutdown?
I don't know. That's weird. I don't know.
You know what it is? This area of town, the government workers that aren't working are out here, I guess.
They park somewhere.
Yeah.
Well, you know what it is? Their cars are parked, and they can't afford gas to move them, so they've been left there for, you know.
That makes more sense.
Yeah. But at any rate, so we're talking about. But right now, I got Elaine on the line. We're talking about Obamacare. We're talking about the government shutdown. And we got other things to talk about that Mark is interested too.
Yeah, I want to talk about mental illness.
Yes.
My people and why we don't take care of them, and therefore they end up, you know, running into the White House or the Capitol or
yeah. It's a sad situation. But at any rate, back to WPFW. We're gonna. I'm putting a line, opening the lines right now. Elaine's there waiting patiently to talk, and I'm waiting patiently to talk to Elaine. But we're going to we're going to go forward with News Views, and we're going to talk about important issues. But what I'd like is to someone to help us out here, to keep WPFW on the air, and to help yourself out, really, because, you know, nowadays, where are you going to find progressive talk?
Nowhere.
That is an easy answer, isn't it, Mark?
Yeah, it is. There's very little of it out there.
Yeah, PFW is pretty much it in this area.
Yeah.
You can find some
It's crazy because it's a very blue area. It's a highly Democratic area.
Yep.
And yet the right-wingers are, you know, they're in charge of the major markets in this area and in San Francisco, all the blue areas and all the red areas.
Yep.
So they control talk radio virtually everywhere except right here.
Right. And so I know we have out there some very, very wealthy people who are listening who also want to be a part of keeping some progressive voices on the air. And I would ask that you would make a donation, make a large donation. Today's the perfect day to make a donation. $500 or $1,000 would be excellent. And make sure that you tell the caller, tell the person who answers the phone that it's, you know, you're supporting News Views and you're a regular listener and you want to keep us on the air. You're a PFW listener and you recognize the importance of community radio. However, you don't have $500,000, you know, whatever you can donate.
You can also give monthly. I know.
Yeah.
You know,
that's
Like, you know, $600 sounds like a lot of amount, but at $50 a month for a year.
Right.
It's, you know, that's doable.
And let's not forget, here's the thing about it. I'm saying give $500,000 sounds like a lot of money. It's tax deductible.
That's true.
And let's face it, you know, January 1st will be here in a blink of an eye. Don't wait until, you know, the 28th of December to, you know, run to the Goodwill with all your old holy socks to give away so you can get a tax deduction. No. You can call right now, 202-588-9739, 202-588-9739, and make a tax-deductible contribution to WPFW. So you can help yourself in two ways. You get a tax deduction, and you're a part of helping keeping progressive radio on the air.
You know, if you gave $10 a month, that's less than the cost of going out in the town easily.
Yep.
I mean, you know, you go to a restaurant, you can spend at least $20, right, on a person. So just take that $20 once a month and give to WPFW and keep progressive voices on the air. Just so you know, Garland and I don't get paid a penny for this. I mean, I have to pay for parking, and so does Garland. Right?
Yeah, that's right.
That's why I look
so
hard to find it. So we're doing this because we believe in progressive causes, because we believe that we should be here and be talking to you and giving a progressive voice. And I know Garland is an ex-police officer, ex-ACLU. I'm an ex-congressional attorney. We give our perspectives because we know something about this town, but also because we like to hear from you, and we often learn a lot from you. So keep us on the air. Keep News Views on the air. Keep WPFW alive.
202-588-9739. 202-588-9739. It's time for Elaine. Elaine, call back. 202-588-0893. Elaine, we need to talk to you. Call back. We got Don. Don, welcome to WPFW.
Hello.
Dan. I was close, Don. Dan.
Hi, Dan.
Hey. Good hearing your voice again. I used to pick you up from Baltimore
Okay.
Raucous Caucus.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Fun days.
We miss the Raucous Caucus,
guys,
too.
You guys are very entertaining. I remember on Tuesday night, I was going to a meeting. Always had you guys on.
Well, that's good to know. We like our old Raucous Caucus fans, absolutely. Yeah.
Anyway, I'm glad you're back on the air. I lost you for a couple of months there, being in Baltimore. The signal wasn't strong enough. But I wanted to make one comment, and I'm not exactly sure how this all fits in. But I've come to believe about the Republicans really pushing with all their force to shut down the government, what's in it for them. And I think what I'm starting to see is that social programs like Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, these are all very, very popular with people. And I think what they're doing is showing that they have the power to make the population suffer, that if you guys don't go along with cutting social programs, you will be in terrible pain because you're not, you know, we're going to make sure there's no money for social programs. So I think what the plot is to get Democrats to cave in and to go along with the Republican extortion. And it's not just about health care. It's about rolling back everything that FDR and the whole deal and the whole thing. This is their golden opportunity, and I think the reason is they're sort of panicking because the face of America is changing,
right?
And white men are not going to be able to rule in the way they have. So I think this is their last chance to blow things up, and I think they're going all the way down the line on this.
There's only so many rich, white, male, straight, married, exactly, Christian fundamentalists around. There's just not only so many of them, and that are millionaires. I mean, they're dwindling out. I agree with you, Dan. I think that Ted Cruz, really, I'm amazed at how honest he was. He's been dishonest every time he goes on CNN and Meet the Press. But he was honest in talking to Sean Hannity in July. If you haven't seen this, I posted on my website, marketingtalk.com, where he goes on Sean Hannity's show and he says, we can't let them get Obamacare because they'll get high. It'll be like sugar. They'll get addicted to it, and they'll never repeal it. And Hannity agrees. Yep, if they get it, they'll never repeal it. And he goes on to say, and we don't have the votes to repeal it now. He says, we don't have it in the House. We don't have it in the Senate. We're not even close. This is Ted Cruz. This is the leader of the Tea Party crazies admitting, number one, they can't repeal it through ordinary means, and number two, if Americans get it, they're going to love it, and it's going to be just like Social Security and Medicare. They won't want to get rid of it. This is what Ted Cruz says, not what, you know, a moderate says. This is crazy Cruz. So it's amazing to me that he'd say that, and then he goes on CNN or Meet the Press or whatever and talks out of both sides of his mouth. And I haven't seen a single analyst play that clip except Jon Stewart. Jon Stewart played it. Other than Jon Stewart, no one will play that clip on the air and say, hey, Cruz, what do you mean by the fact that you call it like sugar and Americans will be addicted to it? Are you saying that once they get it, they'll like it? Because what else is he saying?
There's something else, too. And I think I'm not going to give him a lot of credit for having a grand strategy, because I don't think the party right now is I don't think they are sophisticated enough to execute any kind of strategy. I think they're kind of like, in my background, I remember there were a lot of criminals. And people say, why did he do something that stupid? It's clear he was going to get caught. I mean, he picked that up. No. Criminals often don't think that far ahead. They see
like
something
like the guy that robs the bank and forgets to get the getaway car.
Oh, wait, he tries to catch a cab. He'll think to himself, I'm going to rob a bank. And he doesn't think about afterwards. He thinks, I'll get $450,000. But he doesn't think about, the cops are probably going to come and take you away. No, he doesn't get that far.
Right.
And I think that's where the Republicans are right now. They've been, taking one bite of the sandwich, not figuring out, what are we going to do? Well, we're going to we're going to close the government down if they don't give us what we want. Oh, what are you going to do then? Huh?
Well, they'll cave
in. What's the next plan? Huh?
Well, they're going to cave in.
What do you mean?
They don't have a next thought, because the idea is the Democrats will always cave. They've always have in the past. And I got to give credit where credit is due. Listen, Garland and I attack the Democrats a lot. We attack President Obama a lot.
Not all that much.
No, but WPFW does. A lot of our callers do. And listen, Obama ain't perfect. The Democratic Party's far from perfect, and they deserve our criticism. But you got to give them credit. Harry Reid, President Obama, they're standing firm on this, and on the debt ceiling. And what the Republicans are learning, what the country is learning, is the Democrats stand firm and stand together, we often get what we want.
Now, Dan, I have a question for you.
Sure.
And let me give the number again, 202-588-0893, 202-588-0893. Call in and be a part of News Views. Dan, what is ultimately going to happen? How long is it going to last, and how is it going to be resolved?
I don't know, but I have to take a break from listening to the news because it's really taking over my brain. And when it takes over my brain, I actually just get upset.
Just listen to us, then.
I don't want to be upset, so I'm taking care of myself by kind of pulling back a bit because this game is going to play down until someone blinks. It's like watching a game of chicken with two drivers.
That's true.
So I don't know who's going to blink first, but I agree with you. One thing I like for a change that Democrats are seeing.
Well, one of the things
I give Obama credit for that, by the way.
Two things. Number one, and that is the president A can't blink on this, and B has no reason to. But this is from the perspective of the president. What they're asking for, you know, it's like somebody says, okay, here's what I want. You know, you say, okay, what's the ransom you want for the hostage? Oh, I want you to put a gun in your mouth and shoot yourself. Well, you can't give it to them. So they're saying
not
Obama,
only that, but then if you give in to the terrorists, they take more hostages.
That's it,
right? I mean, even if they only want $1 million for the first hostage, they'll just take another
they'll be
hostage.
Back next month.
And exactly, and they'll want $2 million. One of the things that the Republicans have offered, in addition to, you know, will you wipe out Obamacare, is they're only going to keep the government open for 6 more weeks.
Yeah. So no, they'll be back.
Exactly. They'll be back 6 weeks later if they give in.
A, they're number one. He can't give in because he can't give up Obamacare. Forget that. What's it called? Obamacare. Obama can't give up Obamacare.
They labeled it.
That ain't happening.
He gets to keep it.
That's it. So number one. So we can't give that up. Number two is that over the course of time, if he does this, it basically fundamentally changes the way that America is governed. That it goes from, you know, compromise, it goes from working out deals to whoever has something, some kind of a leverage, whatever it may be, uses that leverage to blackmail the other person. So from the way we would go to that's not a democracy. Now, don't get me wrong. These Tea Party people are authoritarians, and the authoritarian perspective, the authoritarian ideology fundamentally is not compatible with democracy. The way the Tea Party people, they do not want to preside over government. They do not want to govern. They want to rule.
They want to destroy. They want to tear down.
Well, what it is they're not real. They want to rule. They want to completely rule and say that when we're out of power, we're still in power. When we're in, well, basically, they want to say when we're out of power, we're going to stop you from doing anything and force you to execute our platform. And when we're in power, of course, we're going to execute our platform.
This is how President Obama put it. This is one faction of one party in one House of Congress, in one branch of government, and they don't get to decide what happens. That's just not the way the Constitution works. That's not the way our country works.
And we've got Tesfa and Frank standing by. Hold on a minute, Tesfa and Frank. We're going to get to you in a second. Please be patient. It's just a couple minutes here, but we need to talk about WPFW. We're getting down on the half hour here.
And encourage Tesfa, Frank, and Dan to contribute as well.
That's it, Tesfa, Frank, and Dan. That's right. They're contributing in their own way, you know, by being a part of the show, and we appreciate that. But we also encourage you to contribute in a more palpable way and some, you know,
to keep the lights on and to keep good people like Bill working behind
that's our, right. Yeah, because right over there, little do you know, is Bill Witherspoon. If it wasn't, now let me give you a demonstration. If Bill Witherspoon was not sitting over there at the control board, Mark, let's show him what you'd hear. That's pretty much it.
That's pretty much it.
That's pretty much it.
Plus, Bill is such a nice guy. I don't know if any of y'all have come around WPFW. He's always there with a smile. He's always in a good mood. He laughs at our jokes, and God knows not everyone does
that. Yeah, I don't know
that.
Not everyone does that.
Right. So it's a real pleasure working with him. And there are lots of good people like Bill Witherspoon working at the station.
And volunteering.
And keeping the lights on and keeping the electricity to keep a $50,000 watt, which we had $50,000, a 50,000 watt station on the air.
You know, I've gone around, and you go around the nation, there are a lot of little, you know, AM stations here and there that have some progressive talk on them, you know, but there are not a lot of places.
Not this big,
that
50,000 watts.
No, and that will simply allow the programmers to to do the show as they please, that will leave them alone and say, talk about what you want. You know, there are things that people have talked about that, Lord knows, I'm sure people at the station agreed with or didn't agree with. And I'm sure Mark and I have
said
things.
We've talked about everything, yeah. Garland. I really have. I don't think there's – I mean, everything from guns and immigration and international policy and lots of economics and unions and voting rights. We talk a lot about voting rights. And you have your own issue with Walmart. I do, too. But it's particularly yours.
Yeah,
you
I
get
hate
really,
Walmart.
You get really angry whenever you talk about Walmart. Yeah. But just everything. I mean, the government shutdown. We've been talking about Obamacare, back when it was called the Affordable Care Act, for years now.
Yeah.
Giving details.
In fact,
when
there was the fight for Obamacare was going on, we had people who were in the movement who were fighting for Obamacare, who were fighting for universal health care, who were fighting for various parts maybe that we didn't get, you know, things of that nature. But we had people on the show working to that end.
We had a guy in the show, one of the first to be exonerated, who had was under the death penalty.
Yes.
That was a great show we did. A guy that was going to be executed, but was not because he was innocent. And even though he spent about 10 years in jail and 2 years on death row, we've done some amazing stuff, you and me.
Yeah, so let me give you the number here. It's 202-588-9739, 202-588-9739. We're asking you to call and to make a contribution to help keep us on the air.
We did an Obama intervention.
Yep, 202-588-9739. And in a very few short minutes, that's W95. Isn't that WBFW?
It is WFW.
Yeah, 202-588-WPFW-9739. We're going to take a break for a very brief break. And when we come back, we got Tesla and Frank.
At 89.3 FM.
This is member supported.
WPFW, Washington.
Garland Nixon back here on WPFW. I got all confused. I'm sitting
the music
looking,
stopped
looking
too
Mark
quickly, and he didn't know where to sit in the chair.
Yeah, that's right.
My
chair
around.
Was facing the wrong way.
The back of my head was at the
so if you heard the fuzz rubbing against the microphone, that wasn't the wind. That was the back of my head, and my hair was rubbing against the microphone. So anyway.
And this is Mark Levine, and I'm here to give Garland a hard time.
Yes, he's finally here in physical form.
Right.
202. You know, it was kind of weird when I was looking over there and the headphones were just kind of hanging in the air.
Yeah.
And no one was in them. I thought it was a ghost.
Yeah,
no.
It's and my invisibility potion.
And so Mark just came in here and just ran right into the headphones.
That's right.
And
before they could fall.
That's it. 202-588-9739 is the pledge line. And
really, please, if you can give any amount, if you like the show, if you've been listening to us as we were back in Raucous Caucus days, many regular fans of the Raucous Caucus, show Garland and me a little bit of love. If you saw us at Ben's Next Door when we were there, if you have good memories. You know, we've done a lot of shows on a lot of topics, and frankly, I think I love WPFW, like jazz, like all the other hosts, but I think Garland and I bring something special to the air. And it shows.
And one of those things is you.
Show the thing is you, right? If you like our show, if you like the way we deal with serious topics, but not always in a serious manner, show us your love.
Speaking of special things coming on the air, we're going to Tesla and then Frank. Tesla, welcome WPFW, my friend.
Good evening, my friend. How are you?
Good evening, Tesla.
This is number one serious issue station and program. The two of my friends are the best. And you work in public interest, not individual interest.
That's for sure, because we don't get anything.
And you deserve to be helped, not for you personally, but WPFW. I have already pledged 100.
Thank you, Tesla. Well, we really appreciate that.
I will tell you this. Since you are number one, I will give one number, a dollar, and two... for each of you, $1 each, and for myself, I will pledge $4.
Thank you very much.
Wow, that's the first money I've made at WPFW. I guess I have to declare that on my tax return with a $1.
It's going to PFW. And the good thing is that that $6 is tax deductible.
That's true.
Here is my comment.
Please.
This is such a moral issue. In any religion or moral order, someone denying health care to a person who doesn't have coverage is such a moral issue. Republicans who take their position and responsibility seriously should say, we cannot go with the Tea Party. If it needs to be, I will lose my seat in Congress just to show how moral I am, how moral the United States should be. And progressives, all should rally with all differences. All Democrats, all humanly thinking individuals should rally to the president right now and help him in all ways. If it needs to be, we have to hit the streets. And this far right and giving the United States a bad name, this Tea Party should be condemned, and we all should rally against it. And please, Republicans, show your humanity and show your love for your country, because it looks bad outside the United States. If you love your country, you should stand against the Tea Party and get the United States respected.
Yeah, I tell you, it really does. I was recently on Australian radio, and they were just laughing at the ridiculousness of this. They said that one time in Australia in the 1970s, the parliament there couldn't agree, and the Queen just fired them all. And they did. They had to re-elect them all. And ever since that happened, they've come up with a budget every single year.
Yeah, but you know, and
I'm starting to think maybe we should go back to the British monarchy and say, hey, take us back and fire all our members of Congress.
Let's go to Frank. But I don't want to fall into the one trap, and that is that, you know, they're all bad. No, it's not. They're all of them.
It's
the Republican Party.
That's true.
Sure. The Democrats are there, and they're willing to keep things going.
They agreed to the Republican numbers. The irony is about the budget. I don't really. The Democrats agreed. Harry Reid made a deal with John Boehner. He mentioned this on CNN with Dana Pash. Uh-huh. He made a deal to take the Republican numbers, the sequester the Democrats don't like, that the Republicans love, cutting the government. People are already on furlough. Yeah. The Democrats accepted that, and the moment they accepted that, the Republicans moved the ball one further.
Well, John Boehner can't deliver the vote. John delivered.
Well,
he couldn't deliver a pizza.
In the
House. So, you know, they're
still mad that they taxed the tanning beds in Obamacare.
Yeah, you're right about that.
He can't handle that.
Be as orange as he used to be.
Right.
Frank, welcome to WPFW. Frank?
Hello, Frank.
Hello. Yes.
Welcome to WPFW, and thanks for calling.
Hey, I've been a listener for the past 10 years and also a contributor to your show. You guys do the best job ever.
Thank you very much. We really appreciate that.
What I'm doing is I've got two basketballs. I'm tying it to my Jeep and riding to the Capitol, which says balls for Boehner.
Balls for Boehner, huh? I like that.
Wow. Be careful. The Capitol Police don't think you're transporting something else, but that's hilarious.
Yeah,
that's
I like
really
that.
Funny.
Yeah, well, you know, go ahead.
It's going to be on top of my Jeep with the sign.
There you go. That's very funny. Yeah, I bet you get yourself on CNN if you do that. Just get some TV guy to take a picture of you.
Special delivery.
Special delivery. He needs them.
Yeah.
He needs them.
Yeah, because he certainly can't deliver anything.
I'll tell you something. I don't think a lot of people understand that John Boehner single-handedly can end this crisis. That all he has to do is simply put the opening of the government up for a vote, and he's got the votes.
Well, here's
the majority of members of the House of Representatives, in other words, every single Democrat, and about 10-20% of Republicans would vote. That's the majority. They could reopen the House tomorrow. The difference between the House and the Senate is the House comes up with all these crazy ideas. The Senate then votes them down, but they have a vote. The House refuses to vote on the Senate's idea, which is simply to reopen the government. And the one person who could put that to a vote is John Boehner. We're one person away from reopening this government.
And if you got a comment, we certainly welcome 202-588-0893. 202-588-0893. We have an open line for you to chat with Mark and I about the shutdown, about the Republicans, the Democrats, whatever, Obamacare, whatever the case may be.
And I want to talk a little bit about mental illness before our time's up, because what happened yesterday, as soon as I heard that there were shots in the Capitol, of course, I turned my TV on, and I imagined it had to do with someone who was mentally ill. Yeah. It did. I feared it was another Navy Yard thing where a mentally ill person came in and shot people. In this case, it's a mentally ill woman who heard voices and, you know, apparently tried to mow down some Secret Service officers and so forth. You know, one of the nice things that Obamacare will finally do, and it's taken forever to get implemented, but it'll happen next year, is provide mental health services to people. You know, for all the gun debate, and I firmly believe that mentally ill people should not have access to guns, and I still think we need to fight that battle. But mentally ill people need help. They need care. Yeah. And a lot of times drugs, for example, can affect someone who simply is chemically unbalanced and can fix them and they become regular members of society. But if they can't afford the drugs, not only are they a serious harm to themselves and their family, they're a serious harm to others.
Yeah, this is terrible.
If they get an AK-47, then we're all in trouble.
Yeah, and here's a woman who, you know, if by all accounts was a decent person, but she was mentally ill.
Right.
And
she just needed some help, when somebody comes have medical care.
Barreling into, now with all the craziness going
on, right.
When somebody comes barreling into the Capitol or the White House gates or anything like that, you know, the Capitol Police officers, I mean, they're getting shot themselves.
Right.
They're getting mowed down. So they're, you know, they've got to respond and they're going to assume that it's somebody trying to kill them. And more often than 99% of the time, they're going to be correct. So if somebody is put in that circumstances, I'm not mad. They didn't just mow her down.
No, if you've seen the video, I mean, she's backing into cops and a Secret Service agent, you know, fell off her car.
And
they surround the car with guns, and instead of stopping, she peels out.
And so the thing about it is they're in a bad spot because if they don't do anything and it turns out to be like a suicide bomber the person gets by them and blows up and kills 50 people, they're going to say, my gosh, they could have stopped it.
That's right.
So, and they have no way of knowing this.
Look what happened to the Sarnaev brothers, right? I mean, when they stopped that car, a number of police got shot and some got killed.
Yeah.
So they have to. But what I'm saying is that one of the nice things that Obamacare does is it actually would provide mental illness treatment for a lot of people that can't get it today.
Yep.
And the other thing to remember is that those officers that stopped her, they're not being paid because the government shut down.
And you know, the thing about it is it's going to provide care for people who, you know, for a lot of poor people, middle class people.
There are working a lot of people.
The wealthy people can get all of the mental, you know, the mental health care they want to, but the working class, the middle class, the working poor, et cetera, can't. And this is something
that's covered under the Affordable Care.
It's going to make life better. We've got Elaine.
Oh, good.
Back, so we got to go straight to Elaine, and then we're going to go to Michael. Elaine, welcome to WPFW.
Hi. I listen to your show with some regularity, and I just got to say, you know, I find that you guys tend to jump to conclusions about things that you're not adequately informed about. You need to do more of your research around the situation that happened in the Capitol yesterday. You don't know what you're talking about, and you are really either conscious shills for Obama and the corporate.
Okay, what do we have wrong, Elaine?
Or you're unconscious.
What do we have wrong?
But you need to be called out for who you
are. Okay, call us out.
Call us out.
Call us out.
Tell us what facts
we're waiting with bated breath.
You can't just name Dan. You can't just yell at us. Tell us what facts we got wrong.
She dropped off. That
to me is typical of a Tea Party critic. I have no facts, but you're wrong.
Right.
I can't tell you anything you've said wrong. I can't give you any specifics, but you're terribly wrong.
And she may not be a Tea Party. I mean, she may very well
I don't know what
left.
She is,
Whatever
but
she
if
is,
you're
going to
call
it.
Us out, do me a favor. Say, hey, Mark, you said this, and you're wrong, and the real fact is this, and I'll listen to you. And you know what? I've corrected myself on the air. You tell me where I'm wrong, I'll look it up. I'll say, you know what? I made a mistake. But don't just call us names and then drop off. That's kind of cowardly.
If you call and say, I think you're just a show for Obama, my answer is always, I'm okay with that. If you feel that way, I'm okay.
We had an Obama intervention.
Right, yeah.
Do people remember when we tried to intervene? We had a whole thing where we sat down with the president. Okay, he wasn't actually in the room, but he was figuratively in the room.
That's right.
And we said that, you know, Mr. President, we care about you. We love you, but we think you have a problem. And the problem is you compromise too much.
See,
and our intervention worked.
And here's the thing about it.
Because he got off that.
News Views is about alternative perspectives.
Absolutely.
So, you know,
it's fine to disagree with
us. In fact, I love to get a caller like Elaine, and I will patiently wait and hear her say, tell me how much of a shill I am for about why I'm wrong.
Right,
because you know what? That's what gives us some alternate perspectives, and I want to hear
kind
of stuff.
But I want to know details. I don't want you to, if you're going to call someone a
name.
Don't just drop off. Tell us, call us back, Elaine.
Yeah.
And we'll be calm and just tell us what you think we said was wrong. Because you just said I got my facts wrong. Maybe I did. Look, I watched yesterday on the news. Maybe you know something. some facts today that I don't know about this woman. Maybe she's not mentally ill. I think she was, but maybe.
Yeah, but fill us in.
Make your point.
It's kind of like you watch a movie trailer, and you never get to see, you know, you see some aliens and the Earth blow up, and you never get to see the movie. So, Elaine, we've seen the movie trailer.
You don't like us. That's
Mark
fine.
And I
call us and tell us why.
We're in error, and we're either stupid or we're evil. And I'm okay with that. Call us and explain to us how. If we are, our listeners need to know, and you're the very person who could put them paid on that, as they say on the street. We're going to Michael.
Hello, Michael.
Michael.
Hi. Why are you guys giving Elaine so much notice?
We want to talk to
them. We don't mind people who disagree with us. We just mind people who disagree with us
and then run,
and they'll tell us why. But if you disagree with us and give us a reason, I mean, we've had callers call in and say, you know what, I'm a right-wing conservative. I hate the Affordable Care Act. I think it's going to raise my rates. I'm a rich person. I don't want to pay for it.
I'm black, and I had a guy call in and call me a white
supremacist. That's true. That was hilarious. I remember that. It was Nathan, I think.
And I'm okay with that.
Well, we laughed pretty hard.
Yeah, that was a good – I'm glad. I kind of like that. That was fun. But at any rate, Michael, it's your turn now. So tell me – fix us up. Tell us what's happening.
I'm glad you guys took the time to talk about the woman who was mentally disturbed, obviously, and got killed by doing something crazy by trying to drive through the barriers. However, one of the things I take issue with, and just looking at the video, those officers had a point blank range and were skilled enough to not kill the 1-year-old child in the car.
And note that they didn't kill at the time of the video they show she stopped. They have their guns around. They don't shoot her. They say, you know, stop the car. It's only when she backs up, hits a cop, and then peels out, then they start shooting. They don't shoot her when they've got her surrounded. It's not like, you know, a gang-style killing here. They only shot her when she started peeling out and when she was truly a danger to others, which she was. So I think the cops did pretty good.
Well, I don't. I don't think they did pretty good. I think I would have been a lot more comfortable with them. They had the weapons. It was obvious that she didn't have any weapons.
Why was that obvious?
Unless she's a suicide bomber. But here, my point is this.
Wait a minute, you threw that in kind of nonchalantly.
Why was it obvious that she had no weapons?
Unless she's a suicide bomber.
Right. They could have shot out of her tires and that car and disabled the car.
Okay, but let's get back to that unless she's a suicide bomber part. So what you're saying is that if she was a suicide bomber, she'd have blown them all to smithereens and who knows, maybe taken half the White House with her. And so they were supposed to say, well, she's probably not a suicide bomber. See, that's the thing about it.
It's her location, too. She's not on Highway 101. Yeah, she's in front of the White House,
and then
she drives right to the Capitol.
Yeah.
So I mean, of all the locations that you don't want to mess with police, one is the White House, and the other one's the Capitol.
And the reality is those guys are in a position where they don't know if they're about to be blown to smithereens by a suicide bomber. They have no idea. So, you know, I mean, it's easy
but they should have tried to shoot at the tire. I'll tell you something. They did let her get away because they didn't
right.
say that she surprised them at the White House. She got away, and it was only after she passed the Capitol and went around the barrier a few times and I'm sure there'll be an investigation to find out exactly what happened, and we'll get to the bottom of it.
But you know what? If it had been a suicide bomber and she'd blown a bunch of people to smithereens, everybody would have looked at the video and said, my God, they could have stopped. There's just basically
the real way to stop this, though, was to get her care.
See,
apparently she was hearing voices.
Yep.
Her husband or boyfriend, whomever was talking about that, if she'd gotten the care she needed, she'd be alive today, and this didn't need to happen.
Yeah, you're right. That's it. And hopefully, with the Affordable Care Act, you know it's not going to get everyone, but, you know, it's not going to help everyone, but most of the people in this country, the overwhelming majority of the people in this country, will have coverage if they except like in the red states where, you know, they're not going to expand Medicaid, but everywhere else, people will have coverage, and a lot of and some of these tragedies could be prevented. You know, some of it, sure, it certainly is tragic. You know, when somebody comes and, like, for instance, this guy that shot up the people in the Navy Yard the other, a horrible tragedy. It's also tragic for a person who's mentally ill, such as this woman, and even that guy, anyone who's mentally ill.
He was mentally ill too.
Yeah, it's tragic for a person who's mentally ill to be in a situation due to their illness.
Yeah, they're hearing voices. They don't know what's reality. Right. I mean, apparently, this woman believed that President Obama was
controlling her mind or something.
Yeah,
like that.
And electronically, listening to her and all this stuff. And you know, it's hard for someone who's a little mentally unbalanced to react rationally, and that's why a lot of these things can be done chemically.
I have had friends who were on various medications, and, you know, they would have anxiety attacks or things like that, and that they were able to control these things with medications and live a very happy life. And if they didn't have coverage, they wouldn't get any of it. But at any rate, we've got Phil, and then we're going to talk to Phil, and then we're going to talk about WPFW a little bit more. Phil, welcome to WPFW. Wonderful.
Yeah, I don't know. I thoroughly agree with the gentleman who called earlier. You know, there's just no call for violence like that. And I hear so much on this station, we talk about police violence so often. I don't think we make exceptions. I mean, the mere idea that there was a baby in that car, a child in that car, just shows complete recklessness on the part of police, which we have seen so much of.
Phil, did you see the video?
I don't think they deserve any break here.
Did you see the video, Phil?
Brutal, and there's no other word for it. Thank you.
Thank you, Phil. And look, you know,
this wasn't an execution.
No.
I mean, this isn't like they had her. You know, this is like Rodney King, where he was already under police custody, right, and then they started attacking
him. It was a very tragic situation.
Sure
it was a tragic situation where a person who was mentally ill, you know, kind of went charging into, you know, an area that is very, you know, a very high security area. And keep in mind, just a couple weeks ago, with what happened in the Navy Yard. And what you don't understand is that law enforcement, police officers are trained about things. And a lot of times they're trained. If this happens, this is what you have to do. They'll be trained like, let me explain something. Nobody gets through this barricade under any circumstances. If they get past this barricade, they can kill the president or blah, blah, blah.
Secret Service. Their job is to take a bullet president.
Yeah, you're right. You've got people whose job is to stand in front of whoever they're guarding, whatever politician, and take a bullet for this person. So when these officers are told, strictly, I mean, sometimes it's not a matter of, you get mad, don't get mad at them. If you're going to get mad at the policies, because they'll be told, if anyone crosses this line, you are to shoot them because they are a threat to the president or whatever. And so to get mad at the officers, if anything, you know,
she rammed a police car, and a police officer was injured. There was a Secret Service agent on top of her car that she knocked off.
Yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong. She's mentally ill. I'm not saying that she's responsible.
She didn't do anything wrong because she wasn't in her
right mind.
Right.
But that doesn't mean that she wasn't dangerous. The guy at the Naval Yard wasn't in his right mind either, and he shot how many people?
They had no way of knowing if it was a
situation. And they also didn't know if she was armed. Most people, when they're surrounded by five police officers with guns pointed at them,
they put their hands up
and they stop and they live and they don't get shot. Did you see recently there was this on CNN, they've been showing this video in Oregon where a police officer stops a man for speeding.
Mm-hmm.
And he jumps out, he comes out of the car, and the police officer says, get back in the car, sir, get back in the car. And the guy doesn't get back in the car. And he says, sir, you were speeding, but get back in the car, I'll come to your car. He doesn't get back in the car, then he pulls out a gun, of course, and shoots the police officer.
Right.
I mean, you were a police officer.
Yeah.
I don't know.
When an officer says to somebody, you know, especially under the circumstances like that, they're in a high security area, the White House or whatever the case may be, and the officer says to someone, stop, get out of the car, and the person doesn't stop, and they keep trying to, they're doing something, you know, running people over, trying to get over a barricade, whatever the pay. There's one of two things. Either it's a mentally ill person who won't listen, or it's somebody who's armed with, you know, nefarious intent and might very well start shooting.
But mentally ill people can shoot too.
Right.
I mean,
it certainly could be both.
Right.
But it's either a person who's maybe mentally ill or something and unarmed, or more likely, if you look at all the things that have happened over the past several years, it's much more likely that we had a guy come in and shoot up the Holocaust Museum who had been running around ranting about, and I don't know if he was mentally ill, but he'd been ranting about how he hated blacks
and white
Jews.
That's right.
We had some guy that went to the Capitol and shot some police at the Capitol.
I remember that a few years back.
So those people are in fear for their lives. Let's face it, some of them don't go home alive. And over the last couple of years, we've had some Secret Service guys, some Capitol Police officers right here who didn't go home alive under various similar types of circumstances.
We have done shows on police brutality. Yeah. You and I have done shows where the police have the suspect and they're cornered. I mean, Rodney King's a
Remember Occupy? When Occupy, that meant we had the people.
We had the people, because the police just,
they refused to go after someone who ran over
one of the Occupy movement people. That's right.
So we had the people on here.
We have definitely criticized the police in the Trayvon Martin case. Yep. We criticized them for not taking George Zimmerman from the beginning. So it's not like... it's not like God and I always agree with the police.
Not hardly.
And there have been lots of cases, Abner Lima case, where the police do abusive things, and we're always going to call
them
out.
Most of them.
I don't think that's been proven here, but you know what? We'll see. If there's more video, we'll look and we'll see. But
I look at it as a tragic situation with a person who lost their life who was mentally ill, and we need to provide the health care for mentally ill people.
Absolutely.
But at any rate, speaking of that, WPFW, Mark was just saying, talking about some of the many things that we've done on this show and the great guests that we've had. You know,
thinking about the Occupy movement. When we're the ones who found the guy was run over. We're the ones who brought it to the media's attention that someone was intentionally trying to run over Occupy people.
And they went to the police and they wouldn't do anything.
That's right. And we actually were filming that. We had that and we had those people on our show.
Yeah. So we're trying to do the right thing here on News Views, and quite often we are. And we involve you if you don't think we're doing the right thing. We give you the opportunity to talk. And that's what you get at WPFW. After us, of course, you're going to get some really good music from Robin's Place. And so it's a great station. Apparently somebody's enjoying it because they're calling in.
And it's nice to hear regulars, people like I've been listening to you for 10 years, people like Tesfa who are regular callers, people who used to come visit us at Ben's Next Door when we did the show publicly.
And people like Elaine who call us shills or all kinds of
things. And the guy that called you a white supremacist.
Yeah, we just want to hear.
That was my favorite.
I'll never forget that. Yeah. But we just want to hear if you attack us, take some time out to attack us. But at any rate, I'm sure there's somebody out there who can afford a nice pledge to keep News Views on the air. You've heard a bit of a sample of what we do, and the number is 202-588-9739. That's 202-588-WPFW.
Any amount you can give, we really do appreciate. And the station needs it, and of course, we are funded by you, not by corporations.
Yep.
If you like independent voices on radio, people who are not shills, or if anyone, we're not shills for the right, that's for
there
sure.
We go.
Well,
that's
whoever
right.
We're shilling for, it ain't the right.
And if you think we're shills, independent radio, that'll let you express that. 202-588-9739. My name's Garland Nixon, at Garland Nixon on Twitter. GarlandN@gmail.com and just Garland Nixon on Facebook. Mark?
My website's marklevinetalk.com. You can follow me on Twitter at marklevinetalk, MarkLevineTalk. I'm also on Facebook. Come say hello, write on my page, tell me what you thought of tonight or any night show.
And now Robin and Carol are going to give you an unbelievable music experience. Not a musical show, a musical experience. So stand by for that.